All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks for being with us today. This is season 7, and we are talking about intimacy betrayal. The name of our episode today is, What Do Healthy Relationships Look Like? What do healthy relationships look like? And I cannot tell you how often we circle back to this discussion in our betrayal trauma groups, where we work with people who have and are going through intimacy betrayal with either a narcissist, love avoidant, or most common in our practice, a sexual addiction or sex addict. So it's really a tough question. Especially because a lot of people are still wondering, they're kind of working towards reconciliation with their recovering addict. Obviously, they're not working towards it if someone's still in active addiction. But when people shift into active recovery, not just abstinence, not just sobriety, but recovery, and they've got some time in and they start shifting and changing, you really start wondering, can I have a healthy relationship with this person? Will I ever be able to have a healthy relationship, period, if this isn't the person? So it comes up a lot, and I just wanted to spend some time talking about it. And there's no, like, script for this. There's no, like, this is what a healthy relationship looks like. And I don't even think that it can be verbally described, because it has to be felt. It is a feeling. It is embodied. And it is a sense of safety. Okay, so it's feeling safe in your body. It is the ability to speak your truth freely as it comes to you in a safe relationship and know that they can truly hold space for you, for your needs, for your wants, for your desires, for your fears, for your concerns. When you feel safe in that type of expression, then, you know, you're definitely on the right path. And it tells me that my betrayed partners have come a long way when they can actually stand in their truth and ask to have their needs met vulnerably, yes, but firmly and assertively, and approaching, you know, situations and conversations where they need to set boundaries, but they approach it with curiosity and concern. It's really, really a beautiful thing to see. So what are healthy relationships, and can you have them? Yes, you can. Yes, you can have them, and I need always to first offer hope. Hope that you can have healthy relationships, maybe with your recovering addict. That is kind of like probably yet to be determined in a lot of people's relationships. You know, that really is a 2.5, 5 year process. People generally don't start a real active reintegration process until about year two and a half, because that's when you've got two individualized nervous systems that can build a relationship. You cannot build a relationship on dysregulated nervous systems that are in a very toxic dance, a very destructive pattern of communication and relating. Okay. So, yeah, that takes time, but there is hope. And it goes so far beyond your romantic relationships, which are our level five relationships. I know I have not done a podcast on this yet, but I will. They are your deepest relationships. They are your ride or die. They are the person that you need to be able to fully trust to show up for you every single time. These are your level five relationships. And we all need that in our life. Yeah, sure. A lot of people do quite well in life with about two level four relationships, but all of us crave a deep, deep, meaningful level five relationship. And I'm telling you, you can have that, but you must go through your own recovery process and become an individual first. An individual, yes, with your own identity, your own thoughts, your own opinions, your own wants and desires and dreams, but also a nervous system that is not reactive to someone else's nervous system. Wants, needs, desires, and all of that. Because if your nervous system is reactive to it, there's no space for them. Okay? And there's no space for you. And so healthy relationships look like there's space for that. It's not just that you don't have to feel fear that information's going to be used against you. It's that there's space for all of it. Okay, it's really important. And that's what we talk about when we talk about recovery and then building intimacy, either with your recovering addict or in new relationships. And now it doesn't just have to be romantic, which is where I was going with that. It can be a friendship. Okay, it can be a level three, a level four relationship where you're getting a lot of good and healthy, important needs met. But that's the key. You will get your needs met. I talk to betrayed partners all the time, and in all of their relationships, they do not feel like they're getting their needs met. Now, of course, 50% of that is on them. They're not necessarily expressing their needs or helping people understand how to do that because they get so dysregulated, or they're carrying negative core beliefs about themselves that hinders them or keeps them from expressing those needs, right? So we're building towards intimacy and all types of relationships, all types of friendships. So healthy relationships are intimacy. They are connection. They are healthy bonds where you're getting a lot of needs met. So you're getting social needs met. You're getting physical touch needs met. You're getting some safety needs met where it's like, gosh, you know, who do I fill out on my form for, you know, emergencies, right? You're getting a lot of different needs met in these relationships. Healthy relationships also require boundaries. If there are no established boundaries or established rules of engagement in your current relationships, there's going to be problems. There's going to be upset, right? And oftentimes this goes unresolved, sometimes even unaddressed, okay? So there have to be boundaries in place and rules of engagement in relationships. So a simple rule of engagement would be like, when I call you, you call me back. No, I shouldn't have to call 3 and 4 times before you're, you know, responding or reciprocating. Things like that. That's a rule of engagement. Just a little example. And again, like I said, in healthy relationships, it's not just intimacy, connection, and boundaries. It's also done between two individualized, actualized, functional adults. Okay? That is huge. That takes time. That takes work. That takes healing. That takes recovery. That oftentimes requires therapy. Okay? So, like, that, it's huge. It's huge, and it's so important to have that so that you can build healthy relationships and maintain them, okay? And you can notice the unhealthy ones, right? That's a big concern that comes up quite often as, well, I don't know that I recognize when people are exploiting me or, you know, violating me or misusing me or mistreating me. They're not even recognizing like pink flags, like some caution signs. And so this is why it's so important to first become a functioning adult and to have nervous system regulation and to be firm in who you are as an individual. Otherwise, yeah, you are missing cues. You're missing data points. You're not getting all the information you need, and you won't be willing to work at the information that you are getting, right? So that's huge. Taking time to work on yourself, your sexual self, your identity, your, you know, like I said, needs, wants, desires, dreams, aspirations, your personality, your brain, like how do you work? How do you operate in the world? What's your operating system like? If you don't know, how do you share that with someone else? So these are very important things. So I'm going through it again. Intimacy, connection, boundaries, individualization, two people who are functional adults coming together. Healthy relationships also have privacy in them. Okay, there's privacy. And when I talk about privacy, I then just immediately think of trust. How do you have healthy relationships without trust? Okay, and if there's no boundaries and there's no privacy, you know that trust is violated all the time. It has to be. Okay, and if there's no rules of engagement and everything's unspoken, yeah, these are going to be some pretty toxic, messed up relationships, very dysregulating to a nervous system. So privacy, your own privacy, and then the privacy of the relationship. Okay. And we might go a little deeper into that in another episode. Let's see if I have time to do a bonus episode on that, because I think it's confusing to figure out like what's my story versus what's their story versus what's our story in recovery. Okay, like what do we share with others? How do we share with boundaries? All of that is a big thing. But I will tell you, in healthy relationships, privacy is always present. Okay, trust is always present. Even in addiction, even in, we'll say, a codependent and or a co-addict addict relationship, sometimes there's still trust in a lot of different areas, just not in a certain area. Okay. So I can't trust them with finances, but I can trust that they're going to do, you know, take really good care of the kids. Right. So there is generally trust that can be built on. Okay. When you tease out the disease and the person goes into recovery, but trust in all areas is required. Okay. For your nervous system to feel safe. Right. Because like using that example, finances is a big freaking deal. It comes up all the time. If there's no safety in finances, there's no safety in basic human needs. If there's no safety in sexuality and how that's expressed, like these are big problems, right? Okay. So yes, there are such things as healthy relationships. Yes, you can have them. They are yours for the taking. You can get out of this pattern of, you know, getting over involved before there's a relationship established. You can get out of the pattern of seeking out intensity instead of intimacy. You can rewire your nervous system and come to a place of genuine healing. You can become a whole functional adult with very, very deep, meaningful, and safe relationships. That is what recovery offers you. So thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you. And if you want to go a little bit deeper on this topic, you are more than welcome to go to the lightninginabottle.biz website and check out our course on betrayal trauma. Thanks so much. Bye.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.